The water is low today, so Alaska Department of Fish and Game employees in Kodiak are seining for sockeye salmon at the Buskin River Weir. Sport Fisheries Area Management biologist Tyler Polam says the Chinese delegation has come to learn about local fisheries management.
Sometimes when the water's low, we can't get them to go into the trap at the weir, so we thought we'd be better to just go ahead and beach seine for these fish. They're going to hang on to some of them. We'll go over there and we'll show them how we sample fish to get age, sex, and length information from them.
Mingzhen Zhang is among the delegation and says Kodiak is a stark contrast to her city.
Yeah, I'm from Beijing, so the best impression for me is less pollution.
China's northern capital city of 20 million people is infamous for smog. Zhang says she works for one of China's largest media companies there.
I work for Tencent as a video producer, and we just try to understand how Alaska seafood works and try to make a video for it.
The group walks along a one-foot-wide wooden plank to the other side of the Buskin Weir, where a net is full and the ADF&G crew is already pulling fish out of the water. The weir trip was just one of many outings for the delegation, which also toured Trident Seafoods, Ocean Beauty Seafoods, and Alaska Pacific Seafoods processing plants in Kodiak, as well as Icicle Seafoods in Larsen Bay. Most of the visitors work in the seafood industry in areas from purchasing to development and media. And right in the middle of their visit, President Donald Trump proposed more tariffs on Chinese goods, including seafood reprocessed in China and exported back to the United States. But that doesn't worry Wei Zhang. He works for SMH International in Shanghai, where he's also a representative for ASME. He says when he started working with ASME 20 years ago, most Chinese consumers couldn't find Alaska on a map. Now people ask for its seafood by name, and they can order a fillet online and have it delivered to their home within hours.
They're willing to pay a little bit higher the price, but the quality is the most important.
And he says Chinese consumers believe Alaska seafood is one of the healthiest products available because of the virtually pollution-free environment here and strict food safety rules.
They understand is Alaska seafood is means the high quality and the food safety. This thing is more safe for them, not just for the feeding for the family, and it's good for feeding for the kids.
He says in a country where lack of environmental and workplace regulation means it isn't always easy to ensure food is pure, Alaskan seafood has an advantage. Xin Liu has been working in the seafood industry in China for more than 20 years, and she's impressed by Alaska's pristine waters and efficient food safety systems at processors. She says these are huge selling points.
I think right now safety is almost the number one point they focus on.
She's general manager for a seafood import-export company and CEO for Shanghai Halloween Frozen Food. She said she'd heard the news that new proposed tariffs had been announced by the Trump administration overnight, and it was troubling.
This, we really a little bit worried. But if you look for the long term, I think seafood is more and more popular in China.
Despite the continued tariffs, Liu says Alaska has something special that she believes will keep its products selling in China, at least to those who can afford them. China has a massive and growing middle class of consumers who have money to spend and want sustainable and wild seafood. That's also something ASME and lots of Alaska seafood processors and fishermen are counting on. The delegation will be in the U.S. through July 14th, making stops in Seattle and Anchorage, but the majority of their time was spent on Kodiak. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.